Good morning, my friend. It is early in the morning. Sun's not even up yet. I'm going to have a big day in the clinic today. Looking forward to getting to take good care of lots of folks. And had a day in the OR yesterday and had some great surgery and good, wonderful work with the team yesterday. And we're just enjoying this little bit cooler weather out here on the river. Hope that things are going well for you. And listen, it's almost the end of July. We've been talking, kind of getting our minds ready for what we're calling All In August. Let me play you a couple of little things we've received from some folks who are listening around the country just to kind of get your head ready for All In August. And these folks are with us. So are you with us too? Here we go.
Hi, Dr. Lee. This is Leanne from Pittsburgh, and I'm ready to go All In.
Hey, Dr. Lee. I'm Scott from Ohio. I too am All In.
That's great. Thank you. Hey, listen, I want to do a little quiet time this morning. I've been thinking about Deuteronomy 28, and that's a weird thing to think about. But sometimes it just feels like your life isn't playing out the way you want it to. You feel like you're hitting brick walls. You feel like you're running into opposition. You feel like things just aren't working the way that they feel like you want them to work. And sometimes you don't understand all the reasons why it seems like those things aren't working. Well, I want to tell you, there may be some place in your life where you haven't decided to go all in. And I want you to look at that heart. Like I'm looking at my life. Lisa and I have been talking a lot lately. There's some places that we've kind of not gone all in. And we want to go all in. We want to have everything that God intends for us to have in this life. We want to honor Him and spend our lives and leave everything on the field and not hold anything back, because the truth is God will bless us and He'll bless you more thoroughly when you give Him more of yourself. The things He can do with you are greater than the things you can do without Him. Does that make sense? So I'm not saying that He's going to give you millions of dollars and solve all your problems and heal all your diseases. I'm just going to say that whatever He has in store for you is better than what you will do without Him. And if you've got some hardship and some trouble, and you will, if you have those things, He will help you manage them more hopefully. He'll help you find the light. He'll help you tell a better story with those things. And if He's given you some gifts and skills and talents and you're holding on to them, using them for your own glory, He can do more with them than you can. There's a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 29 where He says, when a person hears the words of this oath and they invoke a blessing on themselves, thinking, I will be safe even though I persist in going my own way, they will bring disaster on the land. This watered land as well as the dry, He says. The idea here is, if you hear what God is saying to you, you listen to this podcast, you hear the pastor, you read something in the Word, you listen to some worship music, and your heart is telling you, friend, I've got a better path for you. And you say to yourself, it's okay, I'm going to do it myself. I'm just going to go my own way. Then what's going to happen is you're going to start running into the reality of what it's like to try to be on your own, instead of going all in. And it's going to start feeling like things aren't just working as well as they ought to be working. Now, in the Bible, there's general promises and there's specific promises. And some of the specific promises are like, hey, dude, this hand's going to write on the wall and this curse is about to happen to you if you don't do this thing. That's a specific promise for a particular person at a particular time. It doesn't apply to you, okay? Then there's general promises like, If you generally do these things, I'm going to generally take care of you. These ideas that, yeah, you might have been talking to a specific group of people at a specific time, but the principle will hold for us now. And Deuteronomy 28 is a good example of that. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's hear from Lisa.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith, and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Okay, just a little quiet time here. Just a second. Deuteronomy 28. Here's what happens if the people are getting ready to go into the promised land, and God gives them a bunch of promises. Like, if you do this, I'm going to come through for you. And if you don't, though, he gives them the flip side. He gives them the heads and the tails of the coin, the Hobson's choice. You can have it my way, which will also be good for you. As C.S. Lewis said, if you aim at heaven, you get the earth thrown in. If you aim at the earth, you get neither heaven nor earth. So God gives them this heads. Here's what's going to happen if you follow me. And listen to these good things that he says. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands. That sounds like all in, right? If you fully obey and carefully follow all these commands, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Then he gives them this bullet list of things that they can look forward to. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. The crops of your land, Jerry, will be blessed. The young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks will be blessed. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. This is what happens. And he's obviously speaking specifically to this group of people, right? But doesn't it generally work that way when you pursue God and you try to obey him and you try to do the right things, you eat the right stuff, you're financially responsible, you take good care of your family and your spouse and you're kind to other people, doesn't it generally go better for you in the land? Doesn't it generally go better when you keep God's word? So this is a specific promise, but you can also take it as a principle of a specific generality for people who, when they follow the Lord, good things happen to them, right? So just keep reading. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord will bless you in the land he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. He will give you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. He will lend but not borrow. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top and never at the bottom. Listen, again, he's not promising us in 2022 unlimited wealth or cures of all our diseases. He's not promising that you won't have any problems. In fact, these people went on to have problems. They had to fight battles to get the promised land. So God's not saying that carefully following him will solve all your troubles and keep you from having difficulties. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to put my hand of blessing on you, and things will generally be better for you when you follow me. And when they are hard, I'll be with you. I'll give you success in your endeavors, and I'll give you peace in your heart, and I'll give you light and hope for the future if you fully go all in with me. But then there's a tail, okay? There's a tail. However, starting in verse 15, if you don't obey me, if you do not carefully follow my commands and decrees, then bad stuff's going to happen. You'll be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. You'll be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. I don't want to read all that, but he says it. You're going to be pursued in one direction. You're going to flee in seven. You're going to be the tail and not the head. Bad things are going to happen. Now, obviously, there are bad people who have good things happen to them. You see it all the time. If you have a short-term view, it can feel like the bad person is prospering and you're not. And there are good people who fall on hard times and bad things happen to them. I see that in healthcare every day, and you see it too. So again, these promises are not saying as long as you obey God, everything's going to work out your way. And if you don't obey God, nothing good's ever going to happen to you. That's not what he's saying. But just look at it. I want you to look at it as a generality, okay? Think about your own life. In general terms, when you've followed God's will, when you've had some integrity in your business dealings, when you've not slept around, when you've not had too much to drink and getting in the car and driving, when you've not done the things that God's warned you against, and when you have pursued the things that he has told you that you should pursue, don't things generally go better? Don't you feel generally better and more at peace? Don't you have less things to worry about when you go all in? Don't you? Isn't that true? And on the flip side, the times in your life that you have not done the right thing, that you haven't listened to wisdom, that when you haven't decided to pursue the right things, when you've spent your money frivolously, when you've had too much to drink, when you don't eat well, when you haven't followed those general principles of godly living and wisdom, don't things generally go worse? Don't your cholesterol numbers rise? Doesn't your waistband get tighter? Don't you struggle with your marriage more? Don't you wake up in the morning regretting something you did or said, or a text message you sent, or a website you visited? Don't you just generally have harder time when you don't go all in? That's the point today. I'm just saying, we got 5 days left in July to kind of get our heads on straight before we decide we're going to go all in or not. And he says, just make it clear. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. In 29:9. Just think about it for a second, friend. We got 5 days left in July. You're not obligated to go all in with us. You are not obligated to take up your cross and follow him. You're not. You can do whatever you want. You have a free agent. You are a free agent of your own life. But don't you think it would be worth 31 days to see what happens if you really go all in, to stop holding back, to just give it your all? If so, if you think that sounds good, check out Joshua 3, because 3:5, Joshua 3:5, Joshua's the day before they go, Joshua tells the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And I'm just saying, friend, I think that's a general promise for us too. I think if we get after it and we go all in, God's going to do some amazing things. And I can't wait to hear your stories. I can't wait to hear what happens in your life in 31 days if you decide to go all in. I just can't wait, because I think it's going to be amazing. I think some really good things are going to happen. And I'm not saying that all your problems are going to be solved. This is not a prosperity kind of thing. But I think when you pursue God with all your heart, when you decide finally to go all in, to stop holding back, to break, let him break some of the chains that are on you, to let him heal and restore and repair, I think you're going to see some changes in your life, and I think they're going to be positive. When you go all in, it's going to be better. It's going to be okay. And the good news is, friend, you don't have to wait for August 1st, because you can start today. I'm going to play Lenny LeBlanc's song, Above All, and this is kind of a medley of two of his songs, Above All and There Is None Like You. Just Above All. He is above all. He's everything, okay? And if you pursue him, he wants to do amazing things. He wants you to consecrate yourself and get ready to go. Consecrate yourselves. Joshua 3:5. Consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really remarkable to hear your stories. I can't wait. And all you have to do is decide to go all in. And the good news is, you can start today.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. DrLeeWarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at WLeeWarrenMD.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.
You do, oh, and I could search, I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none.